I will give the floor to my colleague to respond to the next set of questions.
Hello.
Continuing with this dialogue then, and good day by the way, the minister mentioned the access to justice for many, it continues to be a challenge. We're making progress. Turning to the question specifically on access to reporting mechanisms, what mechanisms exist, allow me to say that in our pedagogical centers and in our six regional offices that we have in our country that address children that are not deprived of liberty, we do have systems, boxes in which they can lodge complaints. And the technical teams do not have access to that. We do that with our monitoring and oversight team and our gender unit as well in the Institute. Those, when there are criminal issues, those addressed in those complaints, they are sent to the criminal justice system. Another important issue is that there are other channels for reporting. Human rights monitoring bodies, last year alone, we saw some 15 visits by the National Commission for Human Rights, 21 visits by the Prevention Mechanism for Torture, CONAPREF, and then 4 visits from the Juvenile Justice Oversight Body. There's an obligation among the directors and the technical team and the teaching team. They have the obligation of notifying any such matters that arise pursuant to law Article 2 of the Criminal Code. Now, the regularity of addressing health issues and sexual and reproductive health for the adolescents, as was mentioned here in this room, numerous colleagues have mentioned this. The issue is incorporated into the basic national curriculum. The National Institute for Juvenile Delinquency also has a commission on well-being that includes doctors, psychologists, social workers, nutritionists, microbiologists, and and others as well, working in different sectors. They are there every 2 weeks to undertake talks on sexually reproductive health, but other important issues that have to do with health in general. This includes mental health, it includes prevention of suicide, and it includes drug dependency. I should like to note as well that we have unfurled a project with the National Autonomous University of Honduras. In this, we have created a clinic for psychological support in the Haldeva Center, where we have adjudicated youth. We are rehabilitating them as well in the other pedagogical centers. We would also like to mention that we currently have 13 doctors, 15 nurses, 14 psychologists, 14 social workers, 2 microbiologists, a nutritionist, and 4 dentists working to provide support in pedagogical centers and also in those other scenarios that don't involve deprivation of liberty. Also in our institute, we have created a lab where they undertake ongoing analyses and diagnostics on the children in these centers on covering sexually transmitted diseases and also drug tests and alcohol tests. It's important to underscore all of the work that's being coordinated between us and other stakeholders in the area of health and well-being for adolescents. We have worked with the Secretariat of Education and Secretariat of Health, the National Autonomous University of Honduras as well as the Institute for the Prevention of Alcoholism and Drug Addiction. It's important as well to stress that we have services with the Victoria Project. That's where all cases of adolescent drug addiction are sent. They, particularly those, or specifically those that are not in a